The Pre-Markets Edition, a preview of TV trade shows by staff writers. Let's start with the mother of all international TV trade shows, MeepCom, coming up on October 17th to 20th, 2022, with MeepCom Jr., the children's TV market rolling during the preceding weekend at the JW Marriott Hotel in Cannes. The market organizers, RX France, did not waste any of their summer period to promote and publicize it with multiple email blasts that started as early as June. And apparently, the international TV industry has responded in kind, with all the U.S. studios planning to attend. The exhibition floor will be unrecognizable with many shifting stands, like Paramount taking Disney's former tent, while Unifrance is keeping CBS's old corner spot on the Riviera, and NBC Uni is taking back their stand and terrace on the fourth floor. Italy's Rai is moving from its traditional stand at the Riviera, taking one across the aisle that in pre-pandemic times was occupied by Germany's Studio 100, while Rai's former stand will be taken by Germany's ZDF. Argentina's Telefilms will also be in a new location, but still on the P1 level. Indeed, the upcoming edition of MeepCom will see the reopening of major outdoor stands along the Croisette and surrounding the Palais des Festivals. The market will also feature a new co-production market, the Seaview Producers Hub, a networking lounge and event space to explore early-stage development and co-production partnerships. This year, the market starts a week later than in 2021, but it's not unusual. Indeed, in the 1980s, it tended to mostly start in the middle of October, and in 2019, it opened its doors on the 14th. This time, however, it's not going to be a bracelet MeepCom edition as it was labeled last year in a video age story, even though the new safety requirement against COVID infections was a bit murky. On the official site about MeepCom Jr., it reads, "We are pleased to inform that the vaccine pass is not mandatory anymore to access MeepCom." And, "Although it is no longer a legal obligation to wear a mask, MeepCom strongly recommends and encourages that all participants wear masks inside the Palais des Festivals when they are unable to respect social distancing." Then on the official site about MeepCom, "Per application of the sanitary regulations to access the show, participants must provide a valid vaccine pass." The discrepancy was cleared with a note to VideoAge from market organizers who reported that the French authorities do not require a vaccine pass to enter the country or inside any buildings. Another official statement that needed to be clarified regarded the attending figures. According to the MeepCom website, in late July, there were 1,703 participants, with 1,384 buyers and 375 exhibitors, which would leave only 319 executives manning 375 stands. "At the moment, it's misleading," commented the organization. "The database shows those who have self-registered and the exhibitors who are confirmed, but it doesn't yet reflect all participants who come with that stand," was the explanation. Nonetheless, excluding other stunts from Russia's Vladimir Putin or China's Xi Jinping, the market promises to be a winner, as it will most likely also be attracting executives coming out from the MIA market in Rome, Italy, October 11th to 15th, or preparing to go to Monte Carlo for Sportel Monaco, October 24th to 26th. Contrary to MeepCom 2021, this time gatherings seem to be encouraged. In this regard, RX France initiated a landmark achievement by a global studio or platform by creating the first Studio of Distinction Award that will be presented to BBC Studios at MeepCom. The award will be presented in the same week that the BBC reaches the milestone of 100 years of public service broadcasting in the UK and 90 years internationally. To receive the honor will be Tom Fussell, CEO BBC Studios, Tim Davey, Director General BBC, and BBC Studios Kids and Family Managing Director Cecilia Persson. Then Charlie Collier, Chief Executive Officer at Fox Entertainment, and Marco Bassetti, CEO Banijay Group, will be presenting at a keynote address. Their sessions on the first and second day of the market will be part of the Media Mastermind keynote series. The Cannes Diversified TV Awards will return to MEEPCOM with a total of 11 winners who will be recognized for championing diversity and inclusion through representation in television series and entertainment programs. This year, such global awards will also include new honors, such as the Behind the Scenes Impact Award and the Premio MEEP Cancun. The MEEPCOM Diversify TV Awards are organized by MEEPCOM with founding partner Diversify TV, in association with presenting partner A&E Networks and award partners Telefilm Canada and All3 Media International. The awards will be held on October 19th. The pre-pandemic Personality of the Year Award will not take place at MEEPCOM 2022. On the other hand, the number of sessions in the 2022 program will be similar to pre-pandemic periods. So, will this MEEPCOM be returning to its old glory? Tarmo Kivikalio, head of acquisitions and commissioning for Finland's Eli's Radio, is not sure if it will be at the level of pre-pandemic, but I believe it will be a good market. Even many UK and US companies seem to be returning to Cannes. Rainer Moritz of Germany's Poorhaus International expanded. I'm looking forward to a very good market. Whether it will be on a par with pre-pandemic periods, we will know by mid-September. My clients seem to be returning 100%. The in-person meetings have priority, and most of the broadcasters I've been speaking to do want to meet again. We already had the impression at MEEP that people were relieved to be able to meet again, added Beatrice Chiaokan, VP and Head of Sales and Acquisitions for Turkey's Intermedia. We have great plans for this special year that we celebrate Intermedia's 30th anniversary. It is also very pleasing to hear that there is an interest in Turkish TV content in particular. Ivan Sanchez, Sales Director Latin America for Turkey's global agency, concurred. MEEPCOM has always been an important market for the big buyers in LATAM, and later we will meet many others who are not able to make it all the way to France and prefer to attend the regional markets. Finally, there is a statement from Lucy Smith, Director of MEEPCOM and Entertainment Division Director of RX France. The industry is coming out on the other side of the pandemic transformed in ways we couldn't have imagined, and it's fair to say we have too. MEEPCOM Cannes will be the 38th international co-production and entertainment content market. And what's new in this super-sized edition is our placing a new co-production market up front and center. We are launching the Seaview Producers Hub, a 1,000-square-meter event and networking space overlooking the Riviera. This fantastic venue will serve as the deal-making hive for creators, producers, commissioners, financiers, development executives, and commercial partners. The client response has been exceptional since announcing these plans, with many from the business of co-production citing the new space as a key reason to attend. This has been the Pre-Markets Edition, a preview of TV trade shows by staff writers.